Joining me today is Danilo Gambin, translator and director of Newton Moreno's new play, Agreste, or Drylands, having its professional premiere at Spooky Action Theater in Washington, October 26th through November 19th. At once a mythic fable set in the thirsty dry lands of northeastern Brazil, and an intimate love story based on real events, the four-actor drama marks the first full season in the tenure of new artistic director Elizabeth Dinkova and Gambini's own DMV debut. Welcome, Danilo.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
How would you describe the experience of this play for audiences?
I would say that if there's anything that is very Brazilian on the show, it's the aesthetics of the show. It is not in a structure of realism, although it's a very profoundly emotional story. But how the story is shaped is through storytelling, and in this case is a chorus storytelling.
And what is the audience's relationship to that chorus? Are we directly addressed, or are we kind of witnessing events? Are we pulled into it?
All of these things. I think one thing is establishing some sort of personal connection with the actors, narrators, storytellers, but then they jump in and out of characters as narrators do, as great storytellers do. We can say, you know, it's like the storytelling tradition that, you know, like we have from Homer in the Greek. In all major cultures, we have this figure of the storyteller. And I just mentioned Greeks because I call Agreste a Brazilian tragedy as like a Greek tragedy. That's kind of like how it feels like.
And for you, in both shaping the translation and in directing it, has that structural and mythic quality of Greek drama been a touchstone?
Yes, 100%. It is in the writing, but again, it is in the aesthetics. We can say that there is hubris. We can say that there is catharsis. We can say that there is tragic hero, and a tragic hero is always a victim of destiny. So I think all the elements are there.
And yet at its heart, there is this emotionally honest, psychologically real journey of a love story. So how do you balance that piece?
That is the truth. And there is a challenge. And that is the joy of directing, translating, and watching this production. It is, how do we get to the emotional truth of the story? I think in American realism, how we connect to the characters is when the characters have a one-to-one relationship to character, meaning like one actor has a one character and you can sort of merge them. That is not the case in Agreste. In Agreste, I say that the characters are entities that sometimes are incorporated, sometimes are not, sometimes occupy one body, sometimes occupy multiple bodies, and sometimes occupy empty spaces. Sounds more complicated than it actually is, but again, it's the voluptuosity of doing this show. It's just exploring a little bit of a different way to tell stories.
It sounds theatrically virtuosic, and what a wonderful debut for Elizabeth Dinkova, a multinational theater maker, you a multinational theater maker. It seems like a wonderful marriage of skills and perspectives.
I'm so honored, and I feel so happy to be part of her inaugural season. It's very joyful.
To enjoy the results of this work, Agreste runs through November 19th at Spooky Action's home theater, 1810 16th Street in Northwest Washington. You can visit spookyaction.org for tickets and more information. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today, Danilo.
Of course. Thank you for having me.